Welcome back to another episode of Girl Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Debbie Sugru, and today's episode is How to Never Fail. Welcome back. So today's episode is all around developing your character, your mindset, especially if you struggle with handling situations and problems. There are going to be some truths in this episode where it's going to allow you to overcome situations and understand that one problem doesn't need to lead to more and how to manage that within your mind. I feel as though stating some facts first and foremost is really important so that you're aware of these things and you can keep this at the front of your mind when you start to spiral downwards in doubt and fear and anxieties and wanting to either jump into fight or flight mode depending on what type of person you are. And to really actually get through things, keep meaning in your life, build a purpose, and also have fulfillment. So those are the fundamental things that keep us happy as a human. It's not always necessarily what's going wrong or right. It's about understanding your core and understanding why you're on this planet. It's going to be a tricky thing for a lot of people to really come to a decision on this. And sometimes that's going to come later in life. But in the moment, it's really important that you understand the laws of building rather than escaping. And I feel as though this is probably one of the key things that you need in entrepreneurship anyway. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's just applicable to business. This is applicable to all other aspects in your life, whether it be a personal goal, a relationship goal, a friendship goal, just anything that really makes your life more meaningful. So what I wanted to share was that one, you must work long, hard, and smart. You need to understand that things in life are not a sprint most of the time, especially those things that matter to us. They are a marathon, and in that marathon, there are going to be times when you feel good and you feel bad, you feel tired, you feel all these kinds of thoughts and emotions come up, and it's not really until the end that you get relief. And aiming for that end point to come sooner than it should means that you didn't complete that marathon. You basically did a sprint version, and that wasn't the task at hand. So understanding like ways in which you know that you need to work on stuff and that it will be worth it and it's meaningful to you and that you can cement that meaning into your life first and foremost and really recognize what you already have and what you can build on is super, super, super important. The other thing is working smart. You don't need to bend over backwards and completely chuck all of your energy into one area in your life. If you feel as though at the moment that is what's required, then you need to obviously learn to accept that for at this point in time, work through that and focus most of your energy on something that needs your attention now. That's going to be something all of us have to do regardless. And then it's about working smart on the other areas where you can still maintain other things, but you just know that one thing is probably going to require a bit more focus right now and that this is just part of that marathon. The next thing that you need to do is you've got to be able, this one is more applicable to business, but you've got to be able to outperform your competition. It actually can apply to anything, to be honest, because even though we don't need to be necessarily competitive, I'm not competitive at all, it's still good to be observant of those around you and actually identify how much they're doing that is slightly more than you are, or how much certain people are willing to put into something that maybe you're not. And you need to question yourself on that, because often if we know we're not giving our all, or we think we're giving our all, but something inside of us knows that we're not, it actually doesn't lead to you feeling very good about things. This is where self-doubt comes in. This is where doubting anything that you are currently working on, where you just feel like you're hitting dead ends all the time, is genuinely when people start to fall off track, or they just don't really see a way of things working. The impossible is possible. You need to understand that. And that is not just an optimistic point of view. That is a reality. If you actually try hard enough, you can actually get things very, very right. And you can get things better than they were before. But you need to understand that. And you need to understand that other people are going to be willing to do that. And for what you do have in life, it is so important to be able to identify the positives within that, the things that are going to actually serve you long term instead of looking at all the things that aren't currently going right. And you better be real with yourself that somebody else is going to jump in, take that opportunity, and they will not let it go. And years down the line, when you're emotionally disengaged and your thoughts are disengaged from all the things and all the problems that you were going through and that stage that you were in life where you just couldn't be bothered anymore, you're going to regret that down the line, because you can't really just expect life to be like it. Nothing's really there to be easy. It's not meant to be easy. We're meant to be occupied as humans. We need to have challenges. We need to become stronger. It's not necessarily because we're going to live forever, but it just means that when we are alive, that things actually are meaningful to us and that we are aware of what we have, so that nobody else is going to step in and take down, become a competitor of yours, for example, and like leverage that opportunity much better than you did. And then in hindsight, you're going to look back and think, wow, I could have just gotten through that. It wouldn't have been so bad. And now I regret it. Or it's the same with relationships. You may see that it's not working or that you've tried everything. And suddenly you realize that somebody else has stepped into that place and they're just more willing than you are. And they're just better at handling that relationship than you are. And although there's something in your mind that's going to tell you, oh, but it wasn't necessarily the right thing for me then, that's not always true. It's always about understanding what your input and intentions and aim are in those situations, and to have a positive end goal that will that will allow you to then take the actions required to enable that to flourish. So those are the things that you really need to understand. And again, it all comes down to your overview and outlook and the reality of the world. Like, there are people that are going to jump in and make the most of that situation. So you want to be aware of that at all times and use that as a driving force. The next thing is, you can't ask people to slow down so that you can lead. The reality of life is that you can't just decide one day that, you know, you're not in a position where you know what's going on, and everyone around you that's close to you is having to slow down, or you're anchoring them a little bit, and in order for you to get yourself together. That is just that's something that needs a lot of work. It's something people actually do, and sometimes people don't even realize they do it. And this is where a lot of problems arise, not only within your own, like your own thoughts and your own mindset, because often people don't understand why they're doing it, or why they're tired, or why they just feel as though, like, I need to make this easier for me so that I can lead a better life. So I'm going to do X, Y, and Z because at the moment things are too hard. And so I'm going to make these alterations to enable me to have a better now. That in itself is one of the key reasons people self-destruct. They destruct a lot of things around them by doing this. And it's a pattern that I'd recommend changing as soon as you can. Now, the next thing is, you must destroy every obstacle you encounter. This just goes for everything across your life. There is going to be obstacles. Again, this comes down to your overall outlook on life and your overall value of time. You need to understand, we are not living forever. When you have something that is precious to you, when you love what you do, when you've got things in life, it can be one or two things. You need to be prepared to destroy the obstacles that come, because that is ultimately what creates more value in those things. If you are somebody that struggles to want, or you're scared about creating more value just in case later on down the track it doesn't work out and you can't control that, you need to work on those things as well, because those kind of fears are something that are kind of hidden in your subconscious, and those are things that really prevent you from enjoying what things that you've got and could really get through knowing that you feel safe in that process. So making sure that you're prepared to do that is one of the best things that you can start to do. The next thing is, you must be optimistic. If you want to be successful at anything, whether it be a relationship or anything, the opposite of optimism is going to be destructive, even if it's only for a period of time or it creeps up now and then. Not everyone's going to be 100% optimistic at all times, but there has to be an you know, an overarching force about you that is optimistic. So when things aren't going too well or things are a little bit tricky or difficult, you're able to see, though, overall, that this is really worth it. Like, I can do this. It's going to work out and things like that. You've got to be prepared to put yourself into that mindset. And doing this across everything, it actually doesn't let you feel let down. I feel like when we make the choice to not be optimistic is when we start to create a negative spiral of thoughts and feelings, and it goes in the opposite direction. So everything seems as though it's going wrong, and we create our own story around that to back that up. And so even though the reality may be that things in life right now you shouldn't really be too optimistic about, maybe you've lost someone you love, maybe you've lost your business, there is still a chance of you always making sure that you can be optimistic about other things. Or you can, if it's like a death, obviously that's different, but in general life, you can be optimistic about healing into a place where it's going to bring better outcomes. And that is something that you need to be prepared to do. But always for me, I always like to say water, like the grass is greener where you water it. And that is just something that I believe to be true, because later on down the track, you know what, if you've got a tendency to not be optimistic, there's going to be a high chance you won't be optimistic about other things that, you know, may matter to you for a while. You can try and force it for a bit, but then it's going to creep back up from your past where you didn't water the grass where it was greener, and it'll be a vicious cycle. So breaking that is pretty important, and learning how to be optimistic. So the next thing is you must be in control of your emotions. You need to understand emotions come and go. They are real, and they can feel like the driver for a lot of us to do and not do things. It depends on what emotions you experience more as a human. Different people experience more happy emotions. Some are neutral, some are more negative. So you need to be aware of what your natural set point is at the moment. And then you need to work on your mindset. And if it's in a negative space, more often than not, or neutral, I would start looking at courses or programs that you can optimize and rewire your brain in order for you to start to get in control of your emotions. The way that you can create stability with emotions and thoughts is by working on your mindset. That's different to where the thoughts and feelings come from. They come from your brain. You have to actually feed your brain to stabilize your mind with forced thoughts and feelings for the outcome and the way that you want to feel day to day. So if you are like sick of being unhappy, or you're sick of self-doubting, or you're sick of low confidence, you feel like you hold yourself back, you feel like you really destruct things, you make bad decisions a lot, you've really prevented yourself from enjoying or making the most of difficult situations, or you don't have a lot of patience, maybe you feel yourself getting down a lot, I don't know what it is, but if you start to learn how to get in control of those emotions and you really work hard on it, you really want it, over time, you will be surprised at how well you can actually control those emotions. And I wouldn't say block your emotions out, because I feel like we do need emotions to be connected. But at the same time, it's important to try to heavily focus on positive ones. And to do that, you do need to rewire your brain. It's not necessarily about what you're doing or not doing. It's about understanding how to control your mind for stabilization. The next thing is you must view failure as data and not destruction. The reason that I say this is because failure isn't really failure. It's failure if obviously you are going to give up, or you're going to throw the towel in at a point where you know that, or you feel as though things just are no longer possible. But at the same time, you need to be aware of like the consequences of those choices, and whether or not you're destructing more and you're ruining a lot more than just one thing in order to just like stop the whatever problems are going on with you right now. Or you can use this as data, like, and really start from a new space, because every time you do something, especially if it's a long-term thing, you're going to become a different person over the years. You're going to handle situations differently. You're going to have a ton of baggage that you're carrying along with you as you get older. Some people take that and use it as data and actually become wiser and calmer and just accept that that's life, and they know that they can get through things. Other people do nothing with that data. They don't even recognize it's data, and they do cause more destruction by destroying things even more. So the only way to figure out whether or not that whatever way you're currently working is to be real with yourself and to really analyze the data for what it is. Like every single time there's been a hurdle, look at what you did, look at how you thought, look at whether or not the hurdle got you or you had the hurdle. Like you need to understand how you view things, and how you view one thing is most likely how you view other things. So that goes across relationships, it goes across when your job isn't serving you, it goes across when you're not serving your own personal goals, like it goes across when you are struggling to come to fit into a new country, and how you view that and what kind of actions you take. Are you self-destructing even more, or are you using this as data and going, what can I do and what will I do? And it's about not like just thinking of this and putting it as a passing thought or knowing you want it. It's about being firm with yourself. You've got to be firm. You've got to be able to really actually think to yourself, the longer I destruct this and don't use it as data and don't really get to know why I'm doing this to myself, the longer I'm going to keep doing this, and it's going to flow across every area of my life that's important. And before I know it, everything I have is going to be stripped away because I have destructed everything further based on the way that I have been thinking. So use your failures as data. A failure is not failure until you're giving up, until you quit, and until you no longer want to be like solving or going through a situation. And the more of those times that you quit or give up for whatever reason that you tell yourself, the longer you self-destruct. There is obviously times when, yes, it's healthy to give up if it's affecting your health, for example, or whatever it might be. But there are also times when you need to be real with yourself and understand if it's you that is affecting your health underneath that, because it's so easy for us to really point the blame at what work is like or what our boss is like or what's not going right in our relationship or what's not going right in our business, or we're struggling for this, it's just impossible right now. Where there's a will, there's a way, and unless you use that data from all the mistakes and all the things that didn't go right, you have no chance of recovering anything, because everything's recoverable. And I've seen it's really the human being that's behind those decisions and those choices and those aims that are gonna get that outcome. And that's pretty much what you need to remind yourself of. You also need to realize that you're not good enough yet. Sometimes you really have to be real with yourself and know that if something isn't working, it's not about you not being good enough as a human being, but you need to sometimes realize that it is also a sign it's time to grow. And that's not a bad thing. Some people resist change. Some people want to be back where they were a few years ago. Some people want to like get rid of who they are now and completely change into a new person. But the reality is you need to understand sometimes that when you're in a challenging situation and it's just not fitting anymore, you can look at that as a way for you to stay as you are and never grow. Or you can look at it as a way for you to really step up, step into this human being that your kids would be proud of, your family would be in awe of, and that you genuinely feel confident in. And the only way to push you into those situations is to go through things that confront who you have been, who you are, and what you're like. And as hard as some of those facts are to hear about yourself or recognize about yourself, sometimes they're the biggest blessing for you. Sometimes those are the things that really make you feel good about yourself long term, and in the short term, probably not so good. But it's so key to recognize the benefits of that instead of just dwelling on it and feeling like a failure and leaving yourself wallow and weep in that kind of mindset. So instead of looking at yourself as not being good enough, recognize that, oh, this is actually a really good opportunity for me. And that is where the optimism comes into it, where you're like, okay, what can I do? How can I step up? Where am I letting myself and other people down? And really understand that it's just a matter of time before you will be prouder and you will be better. The next thing is you must learn every day. You can't just expect every single thing in life to be known to you and what you think as an individual. And also, I think as well, who you surround yourself with. When you're learning from people, you need to be selective with who you're learning from. And obviously, a lot of people are open and aware of the great people that are online these days. It's everywhere. You can go on YouTube and things like that. But a lot of people just ignore it. If it gets to a point where they've done it in the past and it hasn't worked, it's not really that it hasn't worked. It's that you haven't worked. You need to be open to learn from other people. There's different things that you can take from different people, but you need to be also really like smart with having an overarching aim on how you want to be. When you have really nice people around you, friends and things like that, it is important to ask questions about what their purpose is. How do they handle situations? Like, what are their views on life? Things like that. And although that's probably a bit deep for a lot of people, having surface level relationships is fine to some degree. You can cool and hang out with people. But if they're your only friends and connections, what you need to understand about that is, and this is no shade on anyone at all, it's just that personal growth and self-development isn't for everyone. Not everyone wants to have a fulfilled life. Not everyone even thinks it's possible. Most people won't even look into it. They'll just accept what they've got and life will kind of run for them. And that's fine. That is majority of people, but that's not you. And you've got to really understand that if you've been gifted the awakening to really recognize these things, then you need to be like smart and understand that there are people that I can take advice from and there are people that I can hang out with. And when you're really making, you know, you're going through something and all your connections are people that you got a pretty surface level bond with, or maybe you have talked to them about things. When you're taking advice and when you're really like figuring out whether or not maybe you're in a vulnerable place, maybe you need help with something, you need to figure out whether this person's got it together themselves. Like, do they really have their life together? And if they do, then that's great. How? Like, what about their life is so fulfilling and so great? And where are they going? And how are they managing in other aspects of their life aside from helping you? Because it's so easy to fall into a trap that can lead to further destruction. You know, I used to have friends that I would take advice from. And unfortunately, if I had continued taking that advice, I know for a fact that I'd be in a place right now that I didn't want to be. And although at the time it seems right and you trust them and you love them and you think they're the best thing in the world, and they are, you've also got to recognize that that is a bubble. That is a thing that is all you've got. That is your only option. So that's where you have to turn to the internet. You've got to turn to people that you either want to be like or you want to learn from, and that have got they have got their mindset in check. They have a different point of view. They have a greater meaning and they can serve you long term. And that's up to you. You can either resist that or you can take it on board. And I would recommend taking that on board. Okay. The next thing is your strategy is wrong. You refine it every day. So you know what? There is never a strategy that's set in stone. There's always going to have to be movements in your strategy. When it comes to your mindset, your business, your goals, your relationships, everything like that, you need to really understand that the strategy that you had a year ago or a month ago may not be applicable to the current situation. And if you actually check in with that every single day, you're going to be on top of it. And so when people can't be bothered, they can't be bothered with one thing, it also transfers over to other things and people get into a rut, and that is where it comes from. It's because you get lost. You're going off something that you haven't even really checked. You don't really know. Some people don't even have a strategy. Some people don't really have aims. Some people don't know where they want to be in a year from now. Some people are literally waiting to see how things go. And those are the things that push people into a mindset where it can be anything on any given day that tips somebody over the edge, and suddenly everything that they've had or worked for or wanted for their entire lives becomes meaningless. And that is when you are not on top of a strategy. That is when you are not on top of your mental your own mental strategy, and that is completely up to you. There's only so much people can give you advice and reminders on doing this. It is your responsibility, and it's also going to be at your expense when, you know, you allow everything around you to take control of you and you allow circumstances and lack of responsibility to override all the things that you've actually put time, effort, investment, everything into in the past. You can't let things that you've been really heavily involved with just go like that. And you need to understand that that is something that is going to later on really affect you. There is no human in this world that could openly say that they've had a strategy like with all of these points that I've mentioned and failed in anything that they were pursuing, whether it be a relationship, a business, a friendship, a goal of their own personally. If you're checking in like this, this is your point of view, these are your overarching aims, this is the way that you're approaching problems, you're not going to fail. There is no way that you will fail. And this is one of the things that I think people could simplify, but because there is rough patches and because people want to sprint in and out of things these days, honestly, I don't even, like, there's parts about our new society that I love. There are so many parts that I'm like, this is just like setting people up for long-term, like, meaningless lives, because people are just quick to move. They want happiness for now. They don't have longevity, and it's just all over the place. And we've never seen so many mental health issues. We've never had more anxiety. We've never had more people on antidepressants, on anti-anxiety drugs. And it's honestly because there's fundamental things, like obviously there's medical conditions exempt from this point, but there are so many things that you aren't doing that you could be doing and that you need to really just sit down with yourself and commit to before you start tackling everything. And that is honestly all it is. It's a strategy, and it is it's persistence. And although this sounds hard, longer, in the long run, it's way easier. Because you know what they say, soft people make hard times, hard people make hard times soft, or something like that. Anyway, I've ruined that because I thought I had the quote, and then I messed it up. But that's basically like an analogy, and it really helps you understand that the way that you go about life is ultimately going to lead you to where you end up and how you view things and actually how you feel on a day-to-day basis. There's always going to be worries and fears when you know that you're doing things with an intention that's probably quite temporary, or you're hoping for the best later on. That is just like a losing strategy. It's like everyone can turn things around, but you've also got to look at what you're building from. What you're building from is the key element, because that is where you actually have longevity. You're on a marathon and you have purpose. You're not just waiting for things to be an overnight success. You're not waiting for problems to just subside in a matter of months or however long it takes. You are literally taking everything. You're refining your strategy every day. You're optimistic. You're not going to give up. You're doing all those things that ensure that you're actually safe within those processes. If you can't put yourself in that situation, then for the rest of your life, you're just going to have issues upon issues with different roads and turns and a lot less meaning. So if you really want to be in a place where you can't fail, this is it. This is how you do it. And I hope everyone loved this podcast, because I did. I loved recording it, and I hope you all have an amazing day. I'll speak to you all next week. And yeah, we're out of lockdown, so guests may be back. Don't forget to rate us on Apple Podcast. 5 stars would be great. And follow us at Girl Boss Podcast on social media. And my name is Debbie Suguru. You can follow me there as well. Don't forget to share this to your story if you liked it. And I will, see you all next week. Bye.